got in LA with Jack Douglas, who did Aerosmith and John Lennon. So we spent about 6 months in Los Angeles, and it was, you know, we had a lot of fun. And yeah, we're mainly on the road.
Really?
Where we need to be.
Sure. So when you're, you know, going and on tour a lot, okay, in your tour bus, of course, you say you live in your tour bus, right? What's the most, like, thing that you do fun in your tour bus that, you know, people always want to know? What goes on in the tour bus?
Well, we're constantly filming, you know, our daily life. Right now, on the Ryan Cabrera tour, we've been filming pretty much constantly, and we've been putting...
tour diaries.
Really?
Which we've got our first one up, which is called the Cabrera Kin Chronicles.
Really?
And it's actually up on our YouTube and his MySpace. So
really?
You should go check it out.
So you could film us too. It could be on the thing too if you want.
If we've got it, we'll get our camera and put Derek on there.
Yes, I would love that because, you know, say hi to your fans too, you know. So what do you want to tell people who don't know your music, of course, and how can you describe your music, basically?
Well, it's very melodic. It's feel good music. We sing about love and life, and you know, hopefully it makes you feel great and makes you want to dance and sing along. You know, my brother and I sing harmonies and, you know, lyrics, story. We tell stories in the lyrics, and you know, we try and not tell people how it is, but kind of ask questions or evoke feelings, and you know, hopefully you get a few emotions or hair standing up on your, you know, just we want you to feel something. So, and I think with the harmonies it helps because when two voices are similar, like ours being brothers and stuff, you get different overtones, and we just have fun up there. You know, that's the main thing, is if we're having fun, then everyone else will be having fun.
So where does the stories come from? Your personal relationships, of course, like you said?
Yeah, relationships and just kind of taking in the world and conversations, like we write together.
So tell me about how was the writing process? Like, how do you bounce off each other? How does it come about? You know, one of the songs like we heard, and you know, one of the songs we'll hear on the show. What's one of the songs you want us to play on the show?
Well, we'd like you to play Water Breaks and You and I.
Okay, so Water Breaks. How did that come about with you writing, you know, with each other? You know, who comes up with what?
Well, for example, Water Breaks was Tori started the groove on the guitar, and the song, the lyrics came out pretty quickly. We kind of were just shooting back and forth, and it's a call and response, and we were just shooting from the hip. The lyrics were like flying out of us, and it was it's very image based. It's like it's not necessarily a story, that one. It's more of like just we're throwing images at you.
Really?
And then the harmonies come in like a wave, and it's Water Breaks. We actually don't necessarily have a literal thing we mean by have you seen the water breaks. But it's more of a feeling.
So this is your new song, or this is off your CD that we have now?
This is a new song. Water Breaks is the new single off the new record. And You and I came from a piano thing that I was playing, and both of us were going through different relationship things, and we were having this conversation, like brothers, man to man, you know, kind of talking each other through what was going on in our love lives. And we kind of came to this thing where even though the situations were different, we formed a song around it that kind of shared the experience. And so that's I guess, a broken-hearted love song.
So that's on your last album?
No, that's a new one too.
That's a new one too.
If you want to listen to one off the last album, the one to listen to is Together.
Together, okay. What's that about?
That one is actually a similar thing where, you know, the chords came from the piano, and then we share, we kind of intertwine two love stories, and you know, maybe they're personal, maybe they're not.
Really?
But you know, that it was like two love stories kind of coming together, and
one from you, one from you.
Yeah.
Really?
And we kind of again made sense of them into one song.
So tell me, how was it a bad love story or was it a good love story, and how did it all come about?
It was just, I guess, a relationship that wasn't working, but we kind of wanted it to work, so...
We all been there.
Well, you know, can we just walk this line together and figure it out, you know?
And after it's all said and done, what have you figured out?
I still haven't figured out love, that's for sure.
And that's me, because I'm a newly going through a divorce right now myself, actually, so I know how it feels, you know what I'm saying? But in that sense, can you be friends with your ex?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you respect and care for these people, so I think you always want to come from that place, and you know, I think sometimes lives grow apart, and I think Together is a song that didn't work out.
Sure.
You know, the core of the song didn't work out, and the lives grew apart, but the song was an attempt to keep two lives together, you know, well, four lives.
Sure, four lives.
Have you gone over the edge? You were turning around.
niggas talking about man, shit, man. Everybody sound like so wah, 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 Lito, like the Charlie
Brown
doing teacher,
it?
Man.
Who? Yeah, see Pope, nigga. We killing the industry. You feel me?
Hey, these niggas is real funny, man. Everybody sounding like Charlie Brown. Everybody, these niggas is all gossip. They just can't get it right. They mad.
Sounds like I'm talking about everything they say. It sounds like wah, wah. They say I'm a broke nigga, like I ain't getting guap. They say I don't be strapped, like I don't took the Glock. Say I ain't hood, like I don't be on the block. But everything they say, it sounds like wah, wah. They say I don't stunt, like the roof don't drop. They say I ain't in the hood, like I don't run from the cops. They say when you get your deal, boy, you just gon' flop. But everything they say, it sounds like back in school, I made good grades, but had such a bad attitude. I keep the heater with me, but I'm a cool dude. Run the street like I got concrete feet. Strapped like McDonald's with them Big Macs. Who won't be? Sitting on 23s past the great poupon. Old niggas call them Jordans, young niggas call them LeBrons. Ball hard like I play for the Clippers. Cigarillo ashes all over my shirt like I play for the Swishers. I quit sipping on them 211s, I'm on the board. I quit smoking the new Pokes, nigga, I'm on the board. Aunt Jemima by the flu with OZ. My niggas call me Joe Clark, you can lean on me. My niggas pitch rocks faster than Roger Clemens. I help them get that workout like Richard Simmons. Get that money running back like we play for the Raiders. These niggas is all gossip, I love these haters. They say I'm a broke nigga, like I ain't getting guap. They say I don't be strapped, like I don't took the Glock. Say I ain't hood, like I don't be on the block. But everything they say, it sounds like wah, wah. They say I don't stunt, like the roof don't drop. They say I ain't in the hood, like I don't run from the cops. They say when you get your deal, boy, you just gon' flop. But everything they say, it sounds like wah, wah. We say hello to the paper and goodbye to the haters. We tell a coupe, what up, and tell a roof, see you later. Zach Morrison, saved by the bell, I'm a player. Them niggas with muscle shirts, really bitches. Fuck you, AC Slayers. Living way in the street, but I ain't getting in shape. I'm sticking with Air Forces. Fuck them baits. Fuck that Pharrell shit, cause I don't skate. I don't need to wear that ice cream shit, nigga. I got cake in a box Chevrolet. We got them pills, so we gon' pound. Playing PlayStation, we call the whip a Xbox. Pistols come with red dots. Infrared beams all over a nigga. Shit look like he got the chicken pox. My niggas cutting that soda. No coke. Shit white like Caucasians, nigga. No soap. Going for the presidents. No vote. EV zoos and new shoes, dude. I'm fly as Earl Manico. They say I'm a broke nigga, like I ain't getting guap. They say I don't be strapped, like I don't hook the Glock. Say I ain't hood, like I don't be on the block. But everything they say, it sounds like wah, wah. They say I don't stunt, like the roof don't drop. They say I ain't in the hood, like I don't run from the cops.
Universal Taxi, I need a ride, so I'm going to call 770-794-8400. Universal Taxi, call them like I do. Serving Cobb County, Marietta, Smyrna, and Kennesaw. 770-794-8400. Universal Taxi, 24 service, airport service also. 770-794-8400. Universal Taxi, tell them to lose yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Dry Clean Express. Go visit them at 893 Holcomb Bridge Road, Suite 100, Roswell, Georgia. Dry Clean Express. Go see my friend Al Patel, 893 Holcomb Bridge Road, Suite 100, Roswell, Georgia. Call them at 770-650-9400. 770-650-9400. Expert alterations, wedding gown preservation, shoe repair, comforters, same-day service, all work done on premises. Dry Clean Express. Tell them that lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Slice. Downtown. Located 85 Poplar Street in Atlanta, Georgia, or 259 Peter Street in Atlanta, Georgia. Call Slice Downtown at 404-917-1820. Again, call Slice Downtown at 404-917-1820. Slice at the Peter Street location, 404-588-1820. Again, Slice at Peter Street, 404-588-1820. Slice, tell them that lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, sent you. Zoegetics, enhancing lives worldwide. Call Zoegetics at 770-905-2252. Again, 770-905-2252. Located at 2135 South Cobb Drive at One Stop Auto. Again, located at 2135 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna, Georgia at One Stop Auto. Zoegetics, enhancing lives worldwide. Tell them that lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Sent you. Keeping it positive. Learning Academy. Visit them at 5796 Mapleton Parkway, Mapleton, Georgia. Keeping a Positive Learning Academy, visit them at 5796 Mapleton Parkway, Mapleton, Georgia. Call them at 678-324-6790. Again, 678-324-6790. You can visit them online at www.kipkids.com. Again, kipkids.com. Keeping it Positive Learning Academy. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
I was asking Ryan too earlier, you know, I was asking how therapeutic is that writing about, you know, the relationships, of course, and just getting out and just putting it in your song. How therapeutic is that?
Yeah, it's amazing. There's nothing quite like it.
No, it's like a way to paint experience on a through sound. I don't know. It's
sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. And how is it to work with his brothers? I mean, of course, you know, do you ever have sibling rivalry?
Oh,
what is that like?
I think we've figured out how to make sibling rivalry healthy and kind of raise the bar on each other and you know, we've never competed over the same woman, thankfully.
Not yet, right?
Not yet.
We either raise the bar or we collectively
sell each other out
till the bar's really low.
No, it's none of that.
It's kind of, we're quite symbiotic.
Sure.
Yeah.
But no, it's great. Look, it's two minds can. I don't think we both would have done what we've done in any other way, like we've done it. So it's great.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, Tori and I have the rare component of brothers, and the brother thing we let just happen, but we've actually got the other component, which is, you know, we have some kind of friendship and partnership. Like, we work well as partners together.
Sure.
But, you know, do we hang out when we're not on the road? Like, not like, you know, we have our own friends. You know what I mean?
Like, if we did this like half the time, but we do this like 90% of the time. So
we don't see each other.
I don't see anyone I hide.
Really? So who's the older brother?
I am.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm turning 28 next week, actually.
Oh, wow. So your baby's compared to me. I'm 32, so.
Really? Okay. Was? Are we catching up?
Yes.
I'm a year younger. I'm 27.
27. Okay, so you're the same age as Ryan. Because Ryan's going to be 27 in a few more days, he said. So that's good.
Oh, when's his birthday?
Three more days.
After July
15th. Okay, July 18th. After the years. Yeah, July 18th. Yes. So by the time this airs, he'll be 27. So that's good. So what do you do for birthdays?
Well, this birthday being with Ryan, I believe he's going to try and get me in trouble.
He'll be in trouble. He'll be drunk.
I like to be with my family and to be with my friends and just.
I
like low key birthdays.
Me too.
When's your birthday?
Mine was May 23rd.
Okay, mine June 7th.
May 3rd.
So you're a Taurus, you're a Gemini, I'm a Gemini.
Yes, Gemini. Twin personalities.
I know. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yes, that's
congratulations.
Thank you.
Sorry. I love Taurus too.
I have a question. They say Geminis are hard to read. Is that true?
Yes.
I don't know.
Depends which one of them you're talking about.
If this audio thing could see my face.
I don't know. But, well, this is what I did. I woke up and I was starting to have the mid-20s, like, leave me alone. It's my birthday. I don't want any more birthdays.
Exactly. That's how I felt.
I decided to plant vegetables in my garden. That was my birthday.
Wait till you turn 32 like me.
My best birthday ever.
Now, of course, you two are brothers, but how many brothers and sisters do you have altogether?
Well, we have a younger sister, and she's going to join the kin at some point.
Really?
Wow. She's actually going to be... she is the front cover of our new album.
Really?
She's our little diamond in the rough.
Diamond in the rough, really. Yeah. And how does your parents feel about this? I mean, they must be just on cloud nine, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't expect them necessarily to be, you know, supportive the whole way through, but they have been and encouraging. And our mother, you know, has always been encouraging. So has our father. And we feel very lucky to have supportive parents, you know.
Awesome. And of course, it's the World Wide Web. Who do you want to give a shout out to back home in Australia?
I guess Dad, because it was his birthday. His birthday coming up, and
it's Mum's birthday today.
Oh yeah, and Mum's birthday today. So, well, she's
Mum.
Mum,
how are you?
Mum, happy birthday, Mum. Yeah. You're all right.
I must ask you this question. Have you been to the Outback Steakhouse? Because that's Australian.
Oh, we actually have a story about that.
Okay, tell us. we lose yourself to the Derek Shapiro Show. Got to hear this.
Well, we were in the kin were driving through Mississippi, and it was just the two of us, and we kind of finally thought it was about time that we figure out what America thinks Australia eats. So we went to the Outback Steakhouse. We made quite a big deal out of it. We filmed the whole thing, and
video diary.
And there's two things to report. First of all, there's no such thing as a bloomin' onion. We don't deep fry oversized onions. And although it was tasty. Second thing is, don't kill the messenger. Don't even kill Derek. There's no such thing as shrimp on the barbie, ladies and gentlemen.
Call them prawns.
Call them prawns. Don't go the raw prawn with me. And so, unfortunately, you know, there were two little misconceptions going on, cultural differences. But we enjoyed ourselves. Outback Steakhouse, you rock.
Well, thank you very much for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
This is The Kin, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Now that we know it's time, can we walk this line together? I don't die inside. Never shall this feeling take me alive. If I let the salt water flow, grab a paddle, your coat, and some oars for your boat. Below, you float, your course is my river. Just picture my vision lost to two blurred windows. What do the masses care? They build a trench or a fort, put up them walls, of course, on course for something greater. Makes you debate and put them walls down. Open your hands for my cake, but I'm fiery-eyed. Begin to let this faucet go. The eyes to my soul, lest the salt water flow. Welcome y'all to something, something so real, so soulful. I appreciate y'all hanging out tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome y'all, introduce Mondo.
To make these sick wrists, these strings and drum kits, they're like my own kids. I don't just make this to make some music, I use this music to calm my moods with. Yeah, better believe I come heavy, so heavy it was my vibrations that broke the levers. So now the salt water flows, city to city it goes, itching some little kid's nose. You ever look up in the sky when things aren't going right and just ask God why? And they say it all happens for a reason. I'm still trying to figure out the reason for that reason. See, I represent the smaller state, so they're 10 times more reliable to hate. But in due time, we gon' have our day. Wipe those salt water tears from that soft, lovely face. I got you.
It's kinda hard when you wake up. When you wake up with a dream, you're gonna put that on paper. Try to find the words, or even the imagery. You know something, something so powerful. So I have to sit back in a second, relax and think, hang with the stars, and then I come up with this for you, verse dedicated to you. This is Jay Rhythm, Saltwater Dreams. And once upon my dreams, God came to me, said defy the odds, defy gravity. Meaning, but let them pull you down gradually. You're your own man, your image is me. So when I walk that fine line between tragedy, had to stop and reassess my strategy, or conversate with my best friend actually. See the passion in her eyes passed on to me. Believe, her voice is like the river. Gotta take a drink so I can keep up with her. It's in the greater plan, it's not cause the mind don't want to, it's just that we don't understand. And she can see into his soul, strategically placed by God, I know. So I let the faucet go, the only woman who can make this water flow. Inspiration comes in all forms, whether it be from a dream, from a person, be a place or a thing, from your son, your daughter, mother, aunt, uncle, brother, father, wherever. Sometimes I sit back and look at the skies, look at the clouds, talk to God for a little bit, draw inspiration.
like I'm part of the stars. But she is heaven on earth. She is my inspiration. So I dedicate the Saltwater Dream to you. We gon' ride this one out right now. Yeah, I call it Music from the Soul. Shout out to Mondo, Rola. Until next time, it's Jay Rhythm. And you. Peace.
Wright Realty. Go see my friend Priscilla D. Wright, broker appraiser at 5140 Austell Road in Austell, Georgia. Wright Realty, located 5140 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia. Residential, commercial, property management, appraisal. Wright Realty. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Jones Family Daycare. They have the time for your kids, 6 weeks to 12 years old. Professional child care directors, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Jones Family Daycare. Call them at 678-556-0107. Again, Jones Family Daycare, 678-556-0107. Jones Family Daycare. Tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Synergy Medical Centers, LLC. Medical Physical Therapy, Chiropractic Massage. Go see my friend Dr. Francis J. Marcone at 1985 Howell Mill Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Synergy Medical Centers, Incorporated, 1985 Howell Mill Road, Atlanta, Georgia. Call them at 404-355-1322. Again, 404-355-1322. Synergy Medical Centers, LLC. Tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Doshas Parlor, full service salon. Doshas Parlor, located 1133 Veterans Memorial Highway Southwest in Mapleton, Georgia. Yes, I said Doshas Parlor, full service salon, located 1133 Veterans Memorial Highway Southwest, Mapleton, Georgia. You can call them at 770-948-9517. Again, call Doshas Parlor, 770-948-9517. Doshas Parlor, tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Sam's Automotive, foreign, domestic, computer diagnostics, U-Haul rentals. Sam's Automotive, located at 2290 Warwick Avenue in Warwick, Rhode Island. Sam's Automotive, located 2290 Warwick Avenue, Warwick, Rhode Island. You can call Sam's Automotive at 401-737-3277. Sam's Automotive, call them at 401-737-3277. Sam's Automotive, tell them to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. I'm going to get myself drunk tonight. I'm going to go to Manton Liquors in Providence, Rhode Island. 344 Manton Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Go to Manton Liquors at 344 Manton Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. You can call my friend Joe Mosca, the owner, at 401-274-4466. Again, 401-274-4466. Manton Liquors. Tell them that Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.